Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome. Welcome to an hour, not just of mind power, but body power. One of my favorite people is Teresa Tapp, and I just am thrilled that she is able to take time out of her busy schedule to be with me today, because if you are anything like me, you have had a holiday where you have had foods that you just go, oh, my goodness, enough is enough. But it's time to get in shape. It's time after the hectic schedule to get our bodies back to feeling good. And Teresa, I met Teresa 5 years ago. I just absolutely love her TTAP program. And this is one lady that travels around the country educating people, no matter what their age, that they can be fit and fabulous. And this is something that's for real. I was doing my TTAP this morning, and the reason is I can do it in a short period of time. It gives me that overall workout. So I'm just thrilled. Teresa Tapp, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. It feels so great to be back.
Yes, it is great to have you back. Now, you have been one busy lady. I know that your exercise system works, because when I first started out using it 5 years ago, I met you in New York, and I thought, oh, good Lord, I have so many diets that are put in front of me. I have so much material regarding exercise. And believe me, I believe in exercise. But 5 years ago, I was walking 5 miles a day. I was doing all kinds of stuff, and nothing was budging. The budge was budged. I mean, it was just, the budge was pudging, it wasn't moving. But by golly, with a TTAP, in 1 month, I had dropped like 12 inches. It just disappeared. And overall, there was a 33-inch tone-up for me entirely physically. And I've been pretty much able to keep it that same way. And I've just been thrilled with it. I've just recommended it to so many people. But for those that are listening for the first time and have never heard about you, they need to know a little bit of your history. Would you share that with them? Because you've got quite a bit of background behind you.
Well, I'd be happy to. And I have to say, congratulations, keeping it off for 5 years. Isn't it great to be in total control?
Oh, it's so cool. But I love it for time management. Oh, it's just great.
Oh, yes. Time and efficiency, effectiveness and efficiency. Well, at any rate, this is a journey. It isn't something, you know, overnight success. It's not a fad. It's not something quick. It's an educational program. But it's my life's journey and my passion to really help people understand how to basically help your body help itself. And it's with TTAP. And TTAP's more than a workout. It's actually a method of movement. And I call it mindful movement. So there's these mindful movement exercises that I put into a specific sequence so that you can optimize your body's ability to balance imbalance, work the lymphatic system, as well as build more muscle. And the muscle you're building, a little bit different than other exercise programs, creates muscle density instead of bulk, because you're using full fiber muscle activation. And truthfully, anyone listening, walking is your best exercise. If you can't do anything, it's free. Get out and walk. I teach people how to walk using the TTAP method to make it even more effective. And any exercise that you do is the best thing. Okay, so I don't claim to be better than anyone. I just claim to be a little more effective and efficient in less time. And it's mindful movement, so there's no music. But it's very amazing how when you use full fiber activation of multiple muscles in a specific sequence, and every mindful movement I do 5 to 7 muscles with equal pull, that means tension from the origin to the insertion, full fiber, whereas traditional exercises are called isotonic muscle activation, which means you get a little bit more greater tug at one attachment to your bone to the belly of the muscle, which is how you shorten the fibers and get thicker in the middle of the muscle. So people who are wanting cuts and bulges, but that's great if you're in the exercise wear. But when you want long, lean muscles that are dense, that act like Spanx or a girdle to cinch in, uplift, and tone very quickly, you get visible results with TTAP within a week, or actually within four workouts. So if you do four workouts in a day, most people have lost an inch off the waist or the hips, which is four workouts. Why? Because muscles that are activated, full fiber, create the strength of Spanx to immediately cinch in. And when people tell me that you cannot target trim or tone, I go, oh, yes, you can. You've heard me say this before, Donna. All said is when you use muscles like girdles or Spanx, and my man can do in 60 seconds 6 inches off his waist, and I always joke it just takes a pretty girl, and if it's blonde, it can happen faster. It's all of a sudden, and the belly goes in. And I tell him, honey, if you just did it the TTAP way, sneak it in throughout the day, you could breathe, and you wouldn't have to go and let it all out after she walks by. And he jokes and elbows. But it's true, though. I can teach people how to target trim saddlebags effectively a quarter to a half an inch within 60 seconds. But just imagine if you learn this muscle activation to do while you're standing in line, while you're pushing a grocery cart, while you're sitting at your chair in front of your desk or watching TV or while you're on the computer, while you're doing your favorite walking workout if you use the TTAP method. And the method is taught in my book titled Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes. It's also taught in every one of my TTAP workouts. And mm-hmm. So it's more than a workout. You learn the method, and you can do it while you're washing the dishes or while you're sweeping the floor or shoveling snow, depending on what area of the country you live in. It's so easy to maximize muscle activation. And when you activate more muscles on the inside, you get faster results on the outside. So in the beginning, people say, Teresa, this is like the super fat-burning inch loss system. Well, I call it TTAP. It's a lot less words, but it's true. The muscles initially that you build may not show much weight loss on the scale. I tell everyone to focus on the tape measure because you will see inch loss every week. And usually around the fourth, fifth, or sixth week, you start seeing the scale move very quickly because in the beginning, you're replacing muscle. You're making more muscle to replace stored fat because muscles use fat for fuel. So you see the inch loss right away. And let's face it, no one cares what you weigh if your clothes are all nice and smooth and fitting nicely. But when you hit fourth, fifth, or sixth week, and now you've got this new body fueled by more muscle, you start seeing the scale drop. So you become a fat-burning machine with greater calorie-burning ability. But again, I really don't weigh myself. I focus on the tape measure because when I was in the fashion industry and I spent over 18 years in Europe with all the top supermodels, they don't weigh these models. They want to make sure the clothes fit. So who mm-hmm. cares what clothing size you even wear because we're all shapes and sizes. If it's fit, firm, and in the right place, it's very attractive. And you also then have the health and vibrancy to enjoy quality of life. So TTAP, in summary, it's mindful movement done in a specific sequence where you're activating multiple muscles and you're using the combination of this TTAP method, that's the multiple muscles, full origin to insertion, in combination with leverage isometrics and you're lymphatically pumping. So that other word, leverage isometrics. Okay, everybody out there, you can do this anytime, anywhere. Leverage isometrics basically is push, press, and pull. Okay, so right now if you're sitting, feel how if you just stand tall, and in TTAP we always focus on form and body alignment. So just sit tall and think your shoulders are over your hips. So as soon as you sit tall, immediately your belly kind of pulls up. But now I want you to think about leverage isometrics. First thing is your feet. Feet are important because it's the foundation of fitness. So right now they should be on the floor, toes forward, and your hips and your knees and your ankles should be in alignment, meaning you want to have it to where your feet are about 5 fingers apart. Okay, from here, now that you're in alignment, feel what happens on count of three when I tell you to press your feet into the floor. 1, 2, 3, push feet. Ooh, do you feel your glutes tighten, your thighs tighten? Now keep that pressure. By you pressing into the floor, you're creating brain through the body to your feet nerve transmission. And that initially burns more blood sugar. Keep pushing. And while your brain is actively connected with your body, you're also tightening and toning the muscles of your glutes, your butt, your thighs, your belly, and now think about that. Keep that pressure. Now focus on your ribs. Get your ribs up on a count of three. 1, 2, 3, ribs up. Now keep pushing those feet. I bet your thighs are starting to get tight. Now do a big inhale. Do a big exhale. Now, on the count of three, relax. One, two, three, relax. Now, feel the tingle through the legs. That's also increased blood circulation. And the blood circulating brings nutrients in, and the lymphatic vessels that are being pumped are taking the trash out. So you're getting a natural detox from cellular level, at the same time optimizing nutritional assimilation so that your body can tighten and tone skin, tighten and tone muscles, and just effectively help your body rebuild and repair from the inside out. Okay, I want you to do one more thing. Ribs up, another tip for today. Ribs up is one of the most important tips that you should focus on with push, press, and pull throughout the day. Let's go back to our feet. Okay, sitting on the edge of that chair so that you're nice and tall. One, two, three, push the feet. Feel those glutes. Feel the thighs. Keep that pressure. Now, think about the ribs. Lift those ribs as tall as you can. Now, hold it there. Tune into how you feel your back muscles, right? Keep the toes pressing. Keep the ribs up. Now place your little fingers with the thumbs pointing up to the sky. I call it mitten hands. Little fingers touching your thighs. Okay, everybody, on a count of three, you're going to push. Keep those ribs up. Keep pushing your feet. But on the count of three, you're going to push those mittens into your thighs. One, two, three, press. Feel how the ribs just went up about another inch. Now keep pressing the mittens. Keep pressing those feet. Now do a big inhale there. When you inhale, feel those ribs stretch. Now exhale there. Keep pressing the mittens as you exhale and pull those bones together in the ribs. Relax. Now feel the heat. Increase circulation. Feel the muscles as you activate it everywhere. Now, to release some of the tension in your shoulders, you do a hunch. Just lift up the shoulders up to your ears as high as you can. Once they're there, do a big inhale. Now on the exhale, just relax them down. Relax. Meaning, don't slump, keep the ribs up, but just let the shoulders relax. Don't force them down, just let them relax. Okay, let's try it again. So don't have to sit tall, just hunch up and you're curled and slumped. I don't care, just get the shoulders up to those ears as high as you can. Now that we're there, inhale big, lift ribs, release. Now, if you do that 2-3 times a day, you can effectively lower your blood pressure where it will show within 4 weeks. Just doing inhale hunches 2-3 times a day. Also, it helps release that tension in your shoulders. Could you feel it release? It's amazing what you can do with push, press, and pull. How about another tip? If you're at the computer and you have your hand on the mouse, and as you're scrolling around, and it tends to be the longer we're in front of Facebook or Yahoo or Hotmail, whatever it is that you're using, Google, searching, is that we can start to slouch because the body gets tired and takes the path of least resistance. So when you're having that mouse, everybody right now, if you're in front of a table, you can even pretend it's a mouse. Right now I'm using my cell phone. As you're holding onto that mouse, now with your wrist, press into the counter. Feel that? Feel how that helped you get your ribs up? That's leverage isometrics. Isometrics alone is just tightening, but sometimes people, when they do programs that are just squeezing the muscles or tightening the muscles, they increase inflammation. But when you use leverage to press, push, or pull, just like you did there with your mouse, you can do that while you're pushing a grocery cart. Press into the grocery cart handle, feel the ribs come up. Or, as I've taught before, make thumbs away, grab underneath that handle so your fingertips are facing the ceiling, thumb is away, then pull, much the same you would do on a steering wheel every time you're at a stoplight or every time you're at a stop sign. Pull those ribs up, do a big inhale, do a big exhale, and pull harder as you exhale so you really activate the muscles in your back. Then relax, then hunch, lift ribs, release, and by then, the light has changed. You don't get stressed out that you hit the red light, and off you go, and you snuck in a little bit of fitness. It's so easy when you know how to use and activate muscles in your body like a machine. Make sense?
Yes, it does. Teresa, one of the wonderful things that I have found for me, and I'm a very fortunate woman. I have very good health, and even as I'm getting older, I'm extremely supple, and part of that is due to the program that I use, TTAP, that I like the 15-minute workout. But I wanted to cover a couple of points because I have just in the last 2 weeks, because of holidays and being around so many different people with different agendas, you've made some wonderful suggestions about dealing with stress when you're driving or other venues, which is good. And I think we all go through that. But I want to talk for a moment about your very, very dear friend, Barry. Now, Barry, I believe, is in her 80s, and she started working out with you.
Yes, she's 85 years young now.
85 years young. Now, I met Barry when I was at your retreat that you put on annually, and I was so impressed with this lady because she had started with you when she was in her 70s, and the transformation she went through was just phenomenal. Now, so many women today, they're dealing with thyroid issues. This is almost like an epidemic. This is unheard of. It should never be. But thyroid, osteoporosis, I was talking with a woman who is consuming calcium by the bucket load. She doesn't understand the connection between magnesium and calcium and her dietary patterns that need to be altered, but those are something I discussed with her, plus doing exercise. And that's the one thing about your program that I think is invaluable, is that, one, you maintain muscle strength. And women especially, unlike guys, we will lose the upper body strength more quickly than we will the lower body strength. And women need to exercise. They need to be aware that their bodies are living machines and they have to stay toned. But many, many, many people say, I don't have 3 hours to go to the gym, and they don't have to. They can use your system. I used it this morning, DVD, put it in, the 15-minute workout. I didn't have much time. I used that, and it is just marvelous. But let's talk about the thyroid, osteoporosis, how important exercise is, because so many people are getting these ahas, like, gee whiz, I didn't know this was wrong with me, and what can I do? And there's no magic bullet here, but good sense and taking care of the body can make a difference. What have you learned about this?
It's so true, and it's how timely, since January is Thyroid Awareness Month, that we're getting this message out to everyone, and it's an epidemic. So many people have thyroid dysfunction, and you can do a lot in preventative, but luckily, with TTAP, this special sequence of mindful movement has been imperative in improving people's thyroid health. And I can say that with confidence now because of a friend of mine, Mary Showman, who's known as the advocate for thyroid health, and she has a couple of New York Times bestsellers. Right now she has it's called The Thyroid Diet Revolution. And then we did a book together where she featured TTAP in there. And the reason why is because so many of her followers at about.com were reporting all of this inch loss when it's so difficult when you have thyroid dysfunction or thyroid issues to keep weight under control. And the catch-22 is any exercise you do makes it to where you're, like, laid out in bed for a couple of days, very similar to fibromyalgia, and or not even have the energy to even start. But people were reporting this incredible budging the pudge and losing inches within the first 10 days, which was unheard of. And so Mary Showman out of the blue called me, and she's an expert in anything to do with thyroid. I highly recommend anyone to contact Mary Showman or read one of her books. But she herself had been using Pilates, which is a good workout program. It involves full fiber activation. When she'd have a private instructor come to her home, and she had been doing that for a year and a half, an hour and a half each time, and this person would come 3 or 4 times a week. And she'd been doing that for 18 months. When she heard about TTAP, and I sent her the program called TTAP More, and I call it TTAP More for people who have more health issues or more weight to overcome, and it was the only program I had specifically kind of modified for people with thyroid issues at the time, and she lost 20 inches in 12 days, which was unheard of, which she hadn't done with the other. So then she said, Teresa, we need to do a book. I'd like to feature you. Well, then Public Broadcasting, which is educational TV across America, came and contacted me and wanted to do a documentary on brain-body fitness because TTAP really works your brain and your body. And the first move within the sequence of the 15-minute workout, which is Chapter 4 in the book, or the full 45-minute workout when people have the time, which is both chapters 4 and 5 in the book Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes. But the very first move, which takes 5 minutes, totally exercises your thyroid. All of those head movements and primary back stretch, that one little move that does so much for body alignment, fitness function, and form, does so much in stimulating thyroid health. So we did this documentary for public broadcasting, and it's called Healthy Hormones, Brain Body Fitness, and it features TTAP. I teach all kinds of method of muscle activation, and I invited Mary Shulman to be my guest on the show, and it's aired on all 310 stations across the U.S. So you can tune in on your local station and hear more about it. But the thyroid health is you can help your body tremendously with mindful movement in a specific sequence so that you use your lymphatic system to eliminate the inflammation, and you use that tension not just of muscles to bone, but fascia. See, TTAP is a fascia fitness program. And what a lot of people don't realize is that we learn about origin to insertion, the two attachments of where the muscles attach on bones. But the muscle is encased in fascia. So in truth, there's more metabolic processing, 80%, that's the fascia more so than the muscle tissue. And TTAP is all about fascia activation. That's why the full fiber is involving your full fascia so that you can maximize your metabolism and promote function in your body as well as the shape or form. And so with thyroid, you want to be moving and doing lymphatic pumping as much as possible. The little move called hoedowns, you can find that on YouTube. Just type in hoedowns or type in TTAP, T-T-A-P-P, and you'll see hoedowns. This move that takes only 2 minutes, you can do mid-afternoon, and it will blast away mental fog, drop your blood sugar, and stimulate your thyroid. Because of the repetitive lymphatic pumping while you're doing your body in body alignment and the leverage isometric activation at the same time. So this little move, anybody can fit 2 minutes in. I say do it in the morning at 10 and doing it again at 2 o'clock. In fact, anybody with thyroid, if you want to just stimulate your body, do something at 10 a.m., do something at 2 o'clock, and then do something when you get home. Just a little bit. Something is better than nothing, and TTAP maximizes muscle activation so that you get more bang for your buck.
Well, I have to say something. I have to share with my audience that when I started doing the hoedowns, I'm glad nobody was filming me because I look like a dysfunctional gorilla, and I'm a little person, as you know, Teresa, and I just had to laugh because I had some friends with me. And I said, okay, let's do this. And we were just in hysterics. We felt like we were pretty coordinated. And that's one thing that the hoedowns do. They actually improve the balance. And so now I can do it, no big deal, and it is marvelous. But I can remember working at an exhibition that was going on for a few days, and I was doing it in the bathroom. I would go into the bathroom stall because sometimes I would just get absolutely stressed. So I had someone watch my booth, and I would go in and I would do that, and I just chuckled to myself. But it really does work. It is really wonderfully unique, and I love your explanation that you have of how it removes brain fog. And I think that for anyone of any age learning to do this, and I know you've had competitions with young kids that I don't remember what the record was at the last retreat I attended.
Oh, it's pretty incredible. 64.
It's just amazing to me. And the kids love to challenge you, so how you keep up with it is, to me, awesome. But I do think that this information about the thyroid, the fact that this stimulates bone health, because it has made a difference in the lives of so many women, and I've had the chance, because of our association through the years, to interview and talk with various people that have gone through this, and the men, although it's primarily women that get oriented to this, but the guys, when they use it, their results have been just spectacular, absolutely spectacular, and people don't have the inflammation of irritation with the muscles and joints from doing this. So I just think it's a marvelous way to start off the year. And congratulations on having this program with the PBS network. I just think it's fabulous.
It's a win-win for all. I was honored that they touched base with me. I've always enjoyed public broadcast TV. They have quality programming. And in our financially strapped economy, they're always reaching out for, you know, pledge drives to help build revenues to keep their TV stations active. And the government has had to cut some budgets. We all heard about Big Bird during the presidential election. But we had already, I'd already been in the pipeline for about half a year. They've been raising very good funds. Because there's a lot of people interested in brain body fitness. I mean, mm-hmm. I can help anyone look better in their clothes. Like I said, I've been in the industry to promote body perfection. But what really floats my boat is helping people look and feel their best, rebuilding their bodies from the inside out, helping those with cancer. We're going into our fourth year now of double-blind studies at Memorial Sloan Kettering, where they're using that 15-minute workout, not just to rebuild the body after chemo and radiation, but they've also been keeping track of before, because perhaps because of its lymphatic nature, maybe less chemo is needed and less damage for greater assimilation, but they've seen the increase of T cells after. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm out there to help future building and substantiation that the body can, yes, indeed, as I say, yes, you can, rebuild, and it's never too late. And so thyroid health, yes, you can. Bone health, yes, you can. Barry, she's improved from, she was osteoporosis for over 25 years, and after doing TTAP, it was downgraded to osteopenia. So if somebody in their 70s can improve their bone density within 120 days of doing nothing but TTAP, well, then think about all of us that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s. It's never too late. So with public broadcast TV, we've been able to reach out across the nation in all these little towns that might not have heard of me, or heard about TTAP, and then the exercises, they teach several of them right on the TV for free. Mm-hmm. So during the half-hour documentary, it's on a whole hour because they're doing pledges, but I'm teaching a 10-minute workout where you can clap away and lift the ribs and push, press, and pull and start to feel the difference. Because TTAP, when you look at us when we're doing it, besides hoedowns, which does make us all laugh, but the exercises really don't look like you're doing much. There's no impact. You never do more than 8 repetitions in only one set. And the crazy thing is, the stronger you get, the more challenging they become, and the less you have to do to maintain efficiency and effectiveness. That's the opposite of what's taught out there, where they say you have to increase reps, you need to add weight, or you have to do impact to build better bones. No, you don't. You just need to know how to push, press, and pull. Use the TTAP method, which involves the tailbone tucked under, the knees pushing out, the ribs up tall, and then do the movement. And once you know how to do it, it's really common sense. So PBS has been raising money, getting the word out about TTAP, educating and motivating people that, yes, they can. And then it's helped me, even though they make, you know, 90% of the money and we just cover the cost on the backside because it's all about raising revenues for PBS. But it's been mm-hmm. wonderful advertising for me. People, more people know about me, and we offer free forums. Whether you even own the TTAP workout or the book, Fit and Fabulous, you can come to TTAP.com and go to our forums. They're free. Ask questions. They don't just talk about fitness and nutrition there. They talk off-topic, and there's moms with multiples and people just starting menopause, all kinds of wealth of information, and it's all free. I keep the whole website free because I'm all about education. I just want to mm-hmm. help as many people as I can to not give up. And bone density, just to give it clear, push, press, and pull will help bone density. When you push those feet in the floor, you feel your buns activate and your thighs. Well, that's pulling on those hip joints to keep them strong. When you're pressing against the countertop while you're pouring a cup of tea, you pick up the tea kettle, the opposite hand should push. Now the muscles are actively being full fiber on both sides of your spine. Otherwise, when you just pick up a coffee pot or a tea kettle, you're only activating the muscles on one side of your spine. Why not push the other hand? Now you activate both sides. One, the tea kettle gets a lot lighter, but more important, you promote bone density along that upper spine into the neck. Who thought? Plus,
yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, you should see Barry now because we have a new DVD coming out.
Wow.
And Barry's neck has never looked so good. It's at least a half inch longer, and all the skin is tightened and toned because I teach the importance of activating the muscles along your neck for bone density. Well, the side effect is that all the muscles, when you focus on activating the muscles in your neck and upper cervical, is that your neck cinches in, tightens in, tones. And she's done it now at 85, where her neck looks better now than when she was 73.
Well, I've got the before and after picture of her. So anyone who is listening, I don't care what your age is, I can tell you this works. Teresa, we are out of time. It has been such a delight having you again on the show. And I want my listeners to know that they can get your book, Fit and Fabulous, in 15 minutes. But I have to say, I recommend the DVDs. Because if you travel like I do, you can carry it along with you. You can keep yourself fit and fabulous. And I really mean it. I've been using it for 5 years. It has just been wonderful. And sometimes my schedule gets really busy and I'm not able to do it every day, but who cares? I pick it up and the body just responds in a marvelous way. And ladies, it will keep you toned. And that's what we want to do. We want to look great. Go to ttapp.com, TTAPP.com. Teresa Tapp, again, I'm so thrilled for your success. Keep up the wonderful work and your association with Mary Shulman on the thyroid condition and what people can do to change that condition into something that works for them instead of against them this month of January. I'm thrilled for you. And, well,
thank
I
you.
Hope we'll have a chance to get together again soon. God bless. Have a wonderful time. A wonderful and prosperous new year. Thank you again for being my guest.
And thank you so much, Donna. Same to you and everyone listening as well.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open, and I'd be delighted if you wanted to call me. And, gee whiz, I think I'll light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, my goodness, so many of you got kids in school or you're going to work. Your mornings are just crazy. Maybe you're fortunate enough to have some time off before you get back into the rhythm of things. And I came across some tips to start off the day because I don't know about you, But after the holidays, there's sort of this slump. And I found that my brain was just going 10,000 miles an hour. So I had started my TTAP regimen during the holidays because I know it's so easy to put on the pounds. And I just swear by Teresa's stuff. I really do because I know it works. But I thought, you know what? There is this period here of adjustment. And goodness knows, there's been enough of this that I've experienced, and I'm sure you have. And a business associate of mine, we were going to get right on track. We had said, gee whiz, right after the first of the new year, we're going to do this, that, or the other. Well, I talked with her day before yesterday, and she said, hey, can we put everything off until such and such a day? I've had so much going on during the holidays. I've just gone into this vacuum. I just feel like I'm a robot. And my brain isn't really working that well. And I said, sure. Well, as it turned out, because we made that choice, we gave ourselves a space of time. And if you're like so many of us, you just jam-pack everything right together. Your schedule is just really intense because you're going to be the model of efficiency. You're going to be Superwoman or Superman. And man, you're going to get everything done. But sometimes you need that space of downtime. It's vitally important. Well, we gave that to ourselves, and by golly, I was able to get a lot of stuff done that I thought I was going to have to wait another week to do. And I said, this is thoughtful. So one of the resolutions I've made for this year is to make sure that I have downtime. I don't know about you, but if we don't give ourselves some space. If we don't give ourselves that opportunity for quiet to take care of us, we end up getting sick or we end up just feeling like we have a brain fog that you couldn't cut with a chainsaw. So I came across some of these other tips because mornings are often crazy. I'm usually up early because that's when I do the reviewing of material for the show and the preparation. Well, you may not have a schedule like mine, but if you've got a family and you're busy and you're working, one person, her name is Laura, she asked a question. What would make you excited about getting up in the morning? For so many of us, we live in areas where when we're up in the morning, especially in the northern climates, it's pitch dark out there. And everything is saying, it's cold. Let's stay in bed where it's cozy. I don't want to sleep for another couple of hours. That's the natural response of the body. But how can we make a change? She said, you need to remember, because when she asked this question of herself, she said, I ask myself what would make me excited about getting up out of bed every morning. And she said, it's having a purpose. It is a visual reminder of some kind of what you can prepare yourself to do for a day. What is it that makes you want to get involved in the day? And also having a bit of a routine. Now, she suggested, too, getting up like 15 minutes earlier in the morning. Well, sometimes that works for me and sometimes it doesn't. It all depends on what we do. But if you have your routine, and for me it's meditation first, and then it is my exercise regimen. And that'll take half hour, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour, whatever time I want to allot to any one segment. And then I'm ready to go. I really am ready to go for the day. And by golly, if you have a family, you need to ask yourself, how can I arrange this for me so that I can get up with a sense of enthusiasm? And I'll give you another tip. Go to bed early enough. I've got friends that have learned this the hard way. If they know that they need a good hour, 8 hours of sleep, to get to bed earlier at night. And sometimes, at the end of the day, if you've really, really had a hectic day, how do you manage the getting rid of the stress? Well, someone said, have a worry pad. It's the first time I've ever heard about this, having a worry pad. Usually you have the gratitude pad, but this is the worry pad. And you just need to write down what you are worried about and just put at the bottom. They'll be taken care of. But put your worries on a piece of paper where they are the visual for you to see. And then just once you write it all out, put it to the side. Someone once said, a very wise person a long time ago, most of the things we worry about never come to pass. I knew a woman that had a worry box, and she had little slips of paper, and she'd write down what she was terrified about or concerned about, and she put it in the box. She said, well, it's in the box, so the box can take care of it. And then she'd go about her daily business. And then maybe once a month she'd go back and review it, and she said, well, that was sort of silly because that didn't come to pass, and this didn't come to pass, and that didn't come to pass. She loved her worry box. She said it took so much stress off of her. So whether it's a worry pad or a worry box, why not use it? It's something that can really assist you. Also, if you've got a family, you have other people that are in your life, everybody can do a part of what needs to be done. Don't try to be the superhuman individual of doing it all yourself. Lord knows, I've been there, I've done that. I've gotten to the point where I said, not anymore. Certain people have certain things, they're going to take care of it, and I will take care of what I need to take care of. And believe me, it takes a lot of stress off of you. And you know what? You really need to have some kind of a routine. And I know some people say, oh, that's terrible. We got a member of my family, they hate routines. Yet the only time they get things done is when they're on a routine. And it doesn't mean that it has to be cast in concrete for the rest of your life. It's just something that gives you that stability and consistency. If you're wanting to write a book, there is that time, you are consistent with it, and you do it. Come hell, high water, or the deep blue sea, that's what you do. It's the same thing with exercise. It's the same thing with whatever we want to do. And taking small bites towards what you're wanting to accomplish, having that regular routine, makes all the difference in the world. We're starting a new year. Why not empower yourself? Why not make it so that you as a person know that you have dominion over your own space? And if sometimes things come in, which it's going to happen, I guarantee you, because that's the way life is, you're going to have interruptions, disruptions. It could be a gazillion different things that can come in. But somewhere you go back to that base and you're consistent with it and you're going to be able to get through those adjustments, whatever they might be. You're going to be able to handle whatever you need to handle. You're going to get things done as they need to be done. And the consistency and the self-discipline is really what enables us to reach our goals. And by golly, if you have a bucket list, don't try to do the whole bucket at one time. Take one item at a time. If it's saving money, take a little bit every single month, every single payday. Put it aside in a savings. Buy a savings bond. Whatever you do. Little tiny steps add up to big time. I've got a girlfriend. She trimmed down. Oh, my goodness. I forget how much weight she took off. She had fibromyalgia, and she just couldn't lose weight. Well, when she finally got into what worked for her, and she said she just managed to cut out 500 calories out of her diet every day, took her a year to drop her weight. But she said, you know what? It came off. But she said, I took care of myself. And I realized I had to change what I was doing. And so she said, I started off with little tiny steps until they became just natural for me. I didn't give it a second thought. I just did it. Amazing. And that's what we can do with just about any challenge we have in our lives. Little tiny steps, consistently done, routinely done, and you complete the journey. And you'll be able to pat yourself on the back and go, woohoo, I did it. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. I'll share a story with you about a woman who's making a difference in people's lives, helping them to feel good about themselves. We're going to be right back.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprisin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprisin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprisin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. I'm so delighted you've been able to join me today. Next week, we have an awesome selection of guests. And by the way, you can find out about upcoming guests by going to the show information tab here on BBS. And we're going to be talking next week about consciousness. Now, Eva Hare has gone into the scientific venue with this. I think you'll find her comments quite interesting. Then Micah Hanks is going to be on with me on Tuesday, the UFO singularity. What is singularity? Why is this term developed? We've got some other terms that we're going to be sharing with you relative to unidentified flying objects. And then, well, how not to wear black. We're going to be traveling to England to talk with Jewel Standish, a woman who is very much involved in the fashion industry and the UK, and we're going to be finding out some tips as to why black is in some ways positive and in some ways negative. And ladies, color rules the day. So we're going to be talking about that. And then Gisela Hausman, naked determination. This is something I think that word, along with discipline, determination and discipline can go a long, long way. Gisela is going to be sharing some stories and information about how people can make a difference in their lives by having that kind of focus. We have so many wonderful guests. We have medical specialists. We have psychologists. We have grandmas from Arkansas. We have all kinds of people that share their knowledge with you. And that's what I love doing this show. That's what I love about it, because it enables me, one, to learn, grow, and expand, and two, to share it with you. And when we can do that, we empower ourselves. It is becoming aware of options that we have in life, becoming educated about thinking, analyzing, being aware that we are expanding in our capabilities of communication at such a rate. I mean, it's already been amazing, but right now, it's expanding at such a rate that we have access to so much more. And when we have people who have done a lot of research, a lot of investigation, and they share their understanding with you, and you know resources that you can further investigate, that empowers you as a person. And that's what we want to do. We want to keep our power as individuals, because when we do, then we're able to benefit everyone and everything that we come into life with. And there is a harmonic, a communication that enables us to take away darkness, fear, ignorance, and superstition and replace it with light, understanding, empowerment, education. And that is valuable, so valuable. I wanted to share a story about a woman. We're going to step back in time to 1955. There was a five-year-old Joyce Hirth of Cedarburg, Wisconsin. He came home from a birthday party to find that her father and two brothers had gone to a movie without her. Now, she lived in a small town. She knew where the theater was. It was only a block and a half away. So she decided she was going to join them. Now, after the little girl left, the mother, whose name was also Joyce, she was washing dishes at the kitchen sink when suddenly she knew her daughter had been in an accident. Without hesitation, Joyce, the mom, ran to her telephone, called the theater, and said this to the person that answered. "My little girl was on the way to the theater. She's had an accident. Is she badly hurt?" Well, the woman who answered the phone was stunned, asking questions like this. And the employee at the theater that answered the phone came back with a question. How did you know? How did you know? I'll finish the rest of the story. We have a caller, but I'll tell you the rest of the story in just a little bit. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Happy New Year to you. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hey, and I'm calling in from Tacoma.
Hi, Grace. So glad you're able to join us. All right, Grace, the first thing that I am able to perceive is that you really are going to have to stop procrastinating. You have a list, apparently. You've been sitting and thinking about a number of things because this is a new year. It's a very normal thing for so many of us to do. But you have had a lot pulling you, left, right, up, down, and you have determined that this year you were going to be more focused. But there is a habit of procrastination that has been sabotaging you. So when you're working on your GI want to accomplish list, I want you to itemize everything out, but I want you to take the top two. The top two only. Keep your list somewhere where you can look at it every once in a while. But I want you to take the top two. And if health is number one and your education is number two, you focus on those two. I don't want you to worry about getting involved with anything else, because you can fold in some of the other stuff as you are doing your focusing on what you need to do. And the procrastination has sabotaged you before, and you've used other people and other situations to say, well, not yet. I don't want to do this yet because I've got this, this, that, and so. I want you to really focus, because your health is extremely important, and you have just not been feeling up to par, and I want you to. I really want you to feel up to par. So I want you to take care of yourself, and I want you to be something like an investigator. I want you to find out what works for you. I want you to really ask the right questions. Don't be afraid to use more than one source for information, but you really need to take care of yourself. Don't let somebody else tell you what to do. I want you to find out what's right for you and for your wellness. But this procrastination, you don't want it to undermine you like it has the last 2 to 3 years. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
What's your question for me today?
What do you see as far as relationship for me?
I am looking at, if you're looking at a committed relationship, like getting married, is that your real question?
Yes.
All right. If that's your real question, I want you to be patient. Because what I'm looking at is that you have 2 to 3 very intense, hardworking years in front of you right now, starting with this year. You have not yet dumped certain beliefs about yourself and what you really feel you're worthy of. Now, I'm saying that with a lot of thoughtfulness, because you need to know that you have to focus on you. You've got what I call a lot of unneeded subconscious trash that needs to be recycled into something that's going to be more positive. There are 2 or 3 people right now that would love to be in your space, but I would recommend enjoy the dating, enjoy going out, but you're not ready for a committed relationship at this time. You really need to give the best to yourself. And I think there's just a very, very fine man that eventually you're going to be marrying. But you're not ready for him, and he's not ready for you yet. But I want you to...
You already know that person?
I honestly don't have an answer for you at this moment. But I want you to focus on you, because the relationship is going to fall into place beautifully if you take care of number one, which is you.
Okay.
All right, my dear, I've got to go. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy New Year again to you and to all of you listening. My goodness, I'm almost out of time. You know what? I'm going to have to finish Joyce's story on Monday. So I will give you the rest of what happened in this unique experience to this mother and her daughter. This is Donna Sebo. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Being fit and fabulous, that's your rightful heritage. But I guarantee you, you're going to have to earn it. So start investing in yourself now. You are the one that can make those choices. Nobody can do it for you. Have an awesome weekend. T-tap your way to happiness. I recommend it highly. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.